Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. Our brief text this morning comes from Paul's second letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 2, beginning with verse 16. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who has loved us and given us eternal comfort and good hope by grace, comfort and strengthen your hearts in every good work and word. This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, for whose sake our Heavenly Father gives us every good thing, dear friends in Christ. What does the word comfort mean to you? In one of our most famous carols, we refer to the Christmas gospel as tidings of comfort and joy. And I think we all have a pretty good idea of what joy is, but what about comfort? In English, the word comfort might conjure up thoughts of something soft and luxurious, like a goose down quilt or warm, soft slippers. In the Bible, though, its meaning is deeper and more significant than that. The Greek verb parakaleo and its derivatives have many meanings, not all of them warm and fuzzy. It can mean to encourage and comfort, to cheer up, but it can also mean exhort or even admonish. But Christmas is such a joyful time. What in the world could there possibly be for us to be admonished about at a time like this? Well, one thing this season teaches us is not to be fooled by outward appearances. I read an amusing story recently about a man in New York City who got fed up with the high cost of garbage collection, and he also knew something about human nature. So every time he had a bag full of garbage, he would carefully tape it up in a big box, wrap it with beautiful wrapping paper, and put a shiny bow on top of it. Then he would leave it overnight on the back seat of his unlocked car out in front of his house. And guess what? By morning, he would always find that someone had kindly collected his garbage. Which only shows us that because a package has beautiful wrapping and a big shiny bow, doesn't mean that the contents are correspondingly beautiful. Just because we show up in church at Christmas time with a big smile and wearing our best clothes and on our best behavior doesn't mean we're good people. We're not good people. Can I say that again? We are not good people. We're sinful, corrupt human beings, each of us in desperate need of comfort. Each of us desperately needs a way to escape the judgment that we know is coming, the guilt that we know lies within us, the guilt that we so often shrink from confronting. So we're definitely in need of comfort, you and I. And the last place we'd expect to find it is in the uncomfortable straw of a cattle trough in a drafty stable on the outskirts of a dusty little Judean town. But it is precisely to this point that our writer, Apostle Paul, bids us come in our search for comfort. Comfort has a range of meanings, as I said, but that verb in the Bible literally means to call to one side. And here it is, at the side of our Savior's manger bed, where God comforts us. He calls us to his side. Here we find a miracle. When we kneel at our Savior's manger bed, what do we find? Not a stern judge, but a welcoming Redeemer. Not punishment, but pardon. Not consolation, but forgiveness. And not condemnation, but consolation and forgiveness. Not icy rejection and bitterness and despair, but rather warm acceptance and peace and joy and love. And hope. And yes, comfort. Because that's what this child came to earth to bring to wretched sinners like you and me. Isaiah says he was sent to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. Usually, it's babies who need to be comforted by older people, isn't it? How ironic and how wonderful that at this joyous Christmastide, it is we older people who are comforted by a baby. In this child, our gracious God has given us comfort and joy. And the Apostle says that it's comfort and joy that will extend on into the endless ages of eternity. The familiar Christmas carol asks a question that needs no answer. In Latin, ubi sunt gaudia. In English, where shall joy be found? Where but on heavenly ground? Where the angels singing with all his saints unite, sweetest praises bringing in heavenly joy and light. Oh, that we were there. Oh, that we were there. Amen. We conclude with hymn 373.
Physics tester and grade book wizard.